Well, this morning we're visiting with Chris Brady. He's a New York Times best-selling author of the book A Month of Italy, humorist, historian, public speaker. He does a little bit of everything. Chris, how are you this morning?
Doing great, thanks.
Yeah, very good. He does everything, include visit with us here today, too. You know, we can't all necessarily go to Italy, but it's about vacationing, and vacationing is kind of an art form, isn't it?
It is, and it's a lost art form.
Well, people don't seem to vacation as much. They might take time off from work, but as far as actually putting together some sort of a relaxing, rejuvenating vacation, we just don't seem to put that much effort into it.
No, we really don't. As a matter of fact, the statistics are shocking. We're getting to the point now where only 14% of Americans take more than 2 weeks at a time, and 37% never take more than 1 week at a time.
You know, is there such a thing as a perfect vacation or a perfect length of vacation?
No, I don't think so. I think it's more important to have strategic breaks so you can truly get away and restore and refresh yourself in your downtime to make your uptime more profitable and keep yourself at peak performance. But it's going to be different for everyone. That's why I call it an art. That's why it's an art form, because you have to tailor it to your own needs.
Well, you know, some folks look at a vacation as being just something to, boost the batteries a little bit so I don't feel like trudging back to work again. But it can be even more than that. And in your book, you talk about what that trip to Italy did for your life.
That's right. I had gotten away from my own formula that I used to fake my way through college. And I had gotten away from it and just felt like I needed a break. And so dreamed up this, what I called a radical sabbatical, because I'd never taken 4 weeks anywhere before. Drug my wife and my four little kids through Italy, and the results of that were staggering, because I got so refreshed, I got back on balance, got so clear-headed. When I came back, I wrote a best-selling book and started a multi-million-dollar company with seven of my best friends and made a big decision to relocate my family to a different state, which was something I struggled with for almost a decade. And I attribute those three successes to that 4 weeks off that I took that allowed me to get myself clarified and focused.
What was the thing that really struck you the most? Was it the amount of time, or just the fact that you got so far away and disconnected from things that you had a chance just to forget the regular grind of life?
Well, for me, it was a little bit of both. The amount of time was necessary, because at about the 12-day mark, and I go through this in kind of a humorous way in the book, but at about the 12-day mark, we were all ready to bag our vacation and head back home. We were homesick. We were feeling over-submerged in a culture that we didn't understand and weren't familiar with, and we were kind of ready to come home. But we pushed through that, and on the other side of that homesickness and that 12-day mark, we really started to de-stress and unwind and enjoy each other's company as a family, and that proved hugely productive for me.
So you gave a chance to get over the hump there and actually get to a point where you're past all those initial feelings.
That's right, and I'd never had a break that long in my entire life, and so I didn't know what to expect, didn't understand what I was feeling. But on the other side of that, in those final 2 weeks, is where I really decompressed and was able to think and get clear on some things and really restore my frayed nerve endings and come back better and stronger than I was before. But don't get me wrong, going to Italy and submerging myself in that culture was absolutely wonderful, and it provided hundreds of comical situations that were no end of entertaining to me, and that's a lot of what's represented in the book as well.
Did you do a mix of things while you were on vacation?
We did. We would we stumbled upon a little formula that worked for us anyway, because our kids were pretty little. We would take 1 day of touring and wandering around and seeing some sights, and the next day we would take pretty much off and just hang around the pool and kick around the villa and walk through the olive groves. And just kind of have a day to absorb what we'd seen the day before and discuss what we might want to do the next day. We really didn't want a hectic schedule. I always tell people, if your life is like a race, your vacation shouldn't be.
Well, you know, the darn thing is, Chris, we never get away from that race. Most times when we take vacations for different reasons, we take iPads and phones and things with us, and we're constantly connected to the office.
Yeah, you know, it's exactly right. Matter of fact, there was a statistic I stumbled across when doing the research for the book, and it said that 88% of Americans, that's 88%, carry electronic devices while they're away on supposedly on vacation to stay in touch with work.
Why is this a bad thing?
Well, I think it's a bad thing because you don't get to focus on the important. The thing with electronics, and they're wonderful, and I make my living with social media and books and the internet and everything. It's wonderful as far as it goes, but if you never disconnect, you're always interrupted by the urgent, and you don't get time for the important. Sometimes when you're walking through a meadow with your seven-year-old boy, you just need uninterrupted time to listen to his little words and look in his little face and have that special time. And when we're always on electronic tether, we can't pick when those interruptions come in. It takes away from the quality of our life.
You know, but for some people, it's almost a comfort to have that connection, though, too, and that it'd be more stress not to. How do you figure out how to disconnect from that?
You know, I get asked that question a lot, and there are ways to do it. You can set up auto responders. You can set up auto posts so your audience, your followers, don't feel left behind. But you know, I think it's more of a, it's even beyond a comfort factor. I think it's almost an addiction. I heard a statistic the other day that said the average American checks his or her smartphone 150 times a day. Now, anything else we did 150 times a day, people would be checking us into therapy. So it is a little scary sometimes to unplug to something we've become so unconsciously tethered to, but the rewards are amazingly astounding. They'll just, when you get away a little bit and do what Tim Ferriss, as he calls it, electronic fasting, when you do that, you'll have moments and thoughts and you'll decompress in ways you never would have expected.
Well, now, we've talked about your vacation. It completely changed your life when you went home. You really went in a different direction.
That's right. That's right. And like I said, you know, sometimes you have to get away in order to get away. And, people have had this happen where they're thinking on a big problem, they're wrestling with some challenge, they can't figure it out, and then they go fishing. And an hour later, while they're fishing, not even overtly thinking about their challenge, a solution pops into their brain seemingly from nowhere. And that clarity, that disconnect, that getting away, that little break can provide those kind of moments. So I teach that you got to get away in order to get away. And that's exactly what happened to me on this trip. I was able to get clarity and muster the courage necessary based on that clarity to make some decisions I've been putting off for a long time.
Well, some big decisions that really affect the rest of your life.
Oh, yeah, and we're very thankful for that, and I feel so blessed to have had that trip, and that's one of the reasons that I wrote A Month of Italy, Rediscovering the Art of Vacation, is because I know that people wrestle with being able to afford a trip, being able to find the time, being able to cut the ties and get away for a little bit, and I wanted to write a book that would inspire people in an emotional, humorous way to figure out how to do it for themselves, because it can be life-changing.
You bet. Well, and that's one of the things, too, Chris. Even folks who have the time and have the means to be able to afford to do something like that probably aren't very good at planning vacations. Is that part of our problem, is we're not very good in kind of coming up with the ideas and putting together a plan?
Well, it might be that, but part of it is also just putting a priority on doing it. I think, my overall concept here is that proper vacations are very important for living a fulfilled, productive life. And most people are blowing it. And I think the three reasons they blow it is because, number one, they don't look at them as a strategic part of their life. They don't prioritize them. They don't understand the concept that Stephen Covey calls sharpening the saw. Number two, they don't do them properly. And this comes to your planning point. They don't make a clean break. They don't put themselves in a different environment, and they don't shut off the electronics at least a little bit. And then number three, they don't do it regularly. So they might go get one good bath, but they don't take the next bath. And, you know, it needs to be built in as a regular thing in our lives. So I think people just don't put the priority on it that they need to. I've studied this a little bit, and one of my theories is that as our materialism has gone up, our leisure time has gone down.
That's very true. And in some cases, it's something that's inside us. In other cases, it might be external factors. It might be we work for a company who perhaps doesn't necessarily value that free time that we allow employees and want them to be close by and really don't like the fact. We don't plan sometimes as employers for what we're going to do when folks are going to be gone on vacation, so we put that extra pressure on employees.
That's right. And I have employees, too, and they tease me now because I've written this book and they're all asking for more vacation time. We have a good chuckle about that. But a good employer must realize that he or she wants to have refreshed and energetic, passionate, in-the-zone employees. You don't want worn-out, tired, stressed employees. They're going to hurt your representation in the marketplace. They're not going to treat your customers properly, and they're not going to be real productive. Breaks are required for peak performance, and you want happy, productive employees. And so we got to re-educate some of the employers as well.
Absolutely. Well, it all goes hand in hand, and part of finding out more about all this stuff that we've been talking about is by hitting the website, amonthofitaly.com. What will they learn there, Chris?
Well, they can watch videos, they can read my blog, they can get a free ebook called Strategic Sabbaticals, How to Use the Power of Vacations to Energize and Re-Energize Your Life, and they can get all the statistics we've been talking about here, and they can get a roadmap and a plan for how they can make it work themselves. They'll find that They'll find the 10 objections most people have to instituting the art of vacation in their lives and the solutions for how to get those. They can get all that for free from the website.
Very good. And if you're interested in the best-selling book, A Month of Italy, Rediscovering the Art of Vacation by Chris Brady, they can find that where, Chris?
Well, they can find it anywhere books are sold, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble's, or at the monthofitaly.com website.
Okay, very good. Is it available in electronic version as well?
It is. It is. There's a Kindle version up as we speak on Amazon.com.
Great. Lots of places to visit and find out more. Take a little bit of time and find out what Chris found out, too, that life's a lot better when you take the time to sit back and enjoy a little bit. Chris, thanks a lot for your time.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.